Are you familiar with the world of the deaf? They are among us. We pass them in the street almost every day. At first glance, they do not stand out at all. And consequently, in society, we often do not even pay attention to them, completely unaware of it. Despite many barriers, they try to function like everyone else. Who is it? The deaf, an estimated 500,000 of whom live in our country. This is almost as much as the current population of the capital of the Wielkopolska region, Poznań. Are you sure that deaf people, not deaf-mute? Certainly, yes. Why is that, you may ask? When talking about deaf people, we state the facts and we do not cause resentment or insults. On the other hand, using the phrase deaf-mute, we not only state that the person is not only deaf, but also suggest that he is mute and cannot communicate with the world. In general, it is important to spell the word deaf in a capital or small letter. Very much indeed, because by writing with a lowercase letter, we simply define a person with an adjective, while spelling with a capital letter means belonging to a certain group, a community. So, how do you perceive deaf people? Just like any other minority living in a given country, for example, ethnic Lithuanians, Belarusians, and Ukrainians living in Poland. Except that they do not use Ukrainian or Lithuanian, but an equally important method of communication, PJM for short, that is Polish Sign Language. Yes, Polish Sign Language. There is not one common sign language in the world. It is as if we believed that there is only one language that is spoken by all living people. After all, it is a well-known fact that this is not the case, and deaf people should be perceived as a linguistic and cultural minority that uses sign language. It is a visual spatial language which uses both eyesight and space to communicate between people or its users. We must also remember about facial expressions, which are extremely important in this language, which may seem unusual, sometimes funny, or even exaggerated and strange to people with good hearing. But it is necessary to make the messages effective. After all, how is a deaf person supposed to say something softer or louder, or to ask a question or to deny something? Just using facial expressions, which here will have intonation features. For the society, it is a foreign language, but for deaf people, it is the basic and natural language that they originally learned, just like people who hear Polish, and there is nothing unusual about it. However, we cannot suggest that deaf people, because they use Polish Sign Language, will understand us 100%, because it is simply Polish translated into signs and gestures. Well, no, we define it SJM, that is the sign language system, which helps deaf people to get to know and learn Polish. On the other hand, Polish sign language contains completely different grammar rules than the Polish language. Moreover, we do not always find a one-to-one equivalent of a given word or expression in sign language. Does it mean that in such a case it is impossible to communicate? Of course not. We must find a way for the interlocutor to understand us. It is difficult but doable, and you shouldn't be afraid of it. In general, when meeting a deaf person, before starting a conversation, we should make sure how we should communicate with him or her. Does he or she like writing on a piece of paper or on a mobile device, or maybe we can talk to such a person and learn what we want to say from the movement of the mouth. It is similar with writing. Everyone has a different handwriting. Someone writes nicely and carefully, but they can also write carelessly or in an indistinct way, difficult to read, not only for the deaf person, but also for the average person. So, let's go back to the most secure way of communicating, the previously discussed Polish Sign Language, not forgetting that the most important thing in this language is vision. So, attention should be paid to gesticulation when we meet a deaf person. A mere movement of the head and loss of eye contact for them is synonymous with the end of conversation. And too strong movements around the face will significantly hinder the message and understanding of what we want to say. As you can see, deaf people have extremely difficult communication, and therefore many barriers that have not been noticed so far. Take, for instance, TV shows. Have you noticed sign language interpreters in programs other than the main editions of news programs? You will think, but who needs more? There are subtitles. Equally, hearing people could just as well only read. However, the deal is about much more, about conveying content, emotions, etc. And remember that on television, we will find a wide variety of programs and deaf people would also like to be able to watch them. Why is it so important to adapt communication to the needs of deaf people? Have you noticed how difficult it must be, for example, to go to the store, doctor, deal with formalities at the office or bank every day? In fact, deaf people face difficulties in every area of social life. After all, no one wants to rely on someone's grace, but wants to be self-supporting and independent in their actions and not wait for the help of another person or adapting to the calendar of others, but to decide for themselves when and what they want to do. When dealing with an office, we use sensitive data that should not necessarily be visible to third parties. Thanks to communication adjustment, we give deaf people a sense of discretion so they can independently gain access to the information they are interested in, and they do not have to feel insecure that they will not be able to do anything in a given institution. After all, everyone would like to be able to act as efficiently as possible. Undoubtedly, it is also connected with the feeling of freedom and mental freedom, which is so important nowadays. Interestingly, the problems of deaf people have been increasingly noticeable recently. There are many facilities that make the world available at our fingertips. More and more institutions train their staff or hire professional sign language interpreters so that deaf people can be adequately served. Museums record video guides in order to be able to visit exhibitions without barriers. Websites and online stores also provide the possibility of contacting an interpreter. Transport companies are open to deaf people so that they can use their services without any difficulties. Television has started to be more open to deaf people. There are even esports championships with sign language commentaries and many other programs and broadcasts. Even cultural and mass events evolve and allow participation thanks to live translation. Concerts too. But how? Deaf people cannot hear sounds. But they perfectly feel the vibrations and feel the rhythm, which allows them to find their favorite genre of music or determine which songs they like the most, and they can try their hand at dancing without any obstacles. The world of new technologies is constantly rushing forward and offers more and more. There are special applications that help in communication between the hearing and the deaf. Some even offer contacts with interpreters live and help with the smallest things. It is a big step forward, but still a drop in the ocean of needs. We should learn sign language every day. It could be particularly accessible in schools at the educational level. We learn English, German, Spanish, or French with ease. What about sign language? Let us not be afraid of the deaf. Let's explore the topic. We are the change, and we can open this world to those who really need it. And now some words to be repeated. Deaf-mute, głuchoniemy, exaggerated, przesadny, hinder, utrudniać, adjustment, dostosowanie, genre of music, rodzaj muzyki.